I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 4:30. I'm Maria Chaleo sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. And it is mostly cloudy in Salt Lake City. Our temperature has dropped to 91 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. The Salt Lake Airport is busy today at the start of the holiday weekend. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is there with the latest.
I've seen planes taking off and landing every few minutes. For the most part, people at the airport tell me they're just looking forward to their long weekend. There's been only a few cancellations, but the list of delays has been growing steadily this afternoon. James Mayette, who's headed to California, says he's experienced a lot busier days.
Still early in the day. So far, hasn't been a problem. Traffic hasn't been bad, so I don't have any complaints yet.
As for those people coming into Salt Lake, the park and wait has been packed today as well, with only a handful of open spaces at any given time. Reporting on the scene, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
After weeks of travel nightmares, airports across the country are ready to keep the lines moving at some major travel hubs this holiday weekend. ABC's Colette Bordelon reports from Denver International Airport.
This is no coincidence that people are moving so quickly. This is one of the things that DIA has prepped for. Normally, we see lines that could wrap all the way around baggage claim. What DIA has done is right now we're at South Security. They've added TSA pre-check lines here.
Associated Press reports since last week, an average of nearly 2.3 million people have gone through airport checkpoints every day. Other national stories we are following. The nation's Democratic governors met with President Biden today to discuss their efforts to protect abortion rights following the Supreme Court's decision.
The president telling Democratic governors that ending the Roe abortion ruling does not just affect women.
The reasoning of this decision has an impact much beyond Roe and to the right to privacy more generally.
The president pointing to conservative Justice Clarence Thomas, who wrote that the court could also eventually overrule the right to gay marriage or contraception. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
No specific threats, but there is some concern about the potential for violence this holiday weekend.
There's nothing to indicate credible specific threats, but the FBI, in new assessments obtained by ABC News, said big fireworks shows in cities like New York and San Diego remain attractive targets. The assessment said foreign terror groups, domestic extremists, and lone offenders could all try to exploit these events, despite the absence of any specific information that would keep crowds away. Domestic extremists have of late been motivated by everything from perceived government overreach related to COVID-19 restrictions to perceived fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Park City Council has banned any kind of fireworks in Park City this July 4th. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports the ban is in place within Park City proper.
Fire code official for Park City, Dave Thacker, says in addition to the ban, Park City's not planning any public fireworks displays this weekend.
There are areas outside of our city limits that do allow fireworks, and so this doesn't mean that you can't go somewhere else and utilize them. We're not encouraging folks to go somewhere else to use them, because definitely the fire risk is still there.
He says the danger from drought conditions and possible fire spreads too great. The council also banned any non-permitted open flame.
The council adopted the prohibition during their June 23rd meeting. If you plan on setting off fireworks outside of Park City, one doctor is warning, be careful. Dr. Irma Fleming of the University of Utah Health Center says children are the most at risk of burn injuries during fireworks shows. She recommends finding alternatives to fireworks in your celebrations.
Children tend to hold sparklers close to their bodies, catch their shirts on fire. A lot of injuries come to the hands and arms, and especially the face.
Dr. Fleming says she'd be very happy not to see you in the burn unit this year. Across the country, many places are replacing their fireworks with drones. The demand is so high that few of the companies that do the drone light shows are completely booked and have been for months. Drones are more expensive than fireworks, with Axios reporting that they can start at $25,000 versus $2,000 for a small-town fireworks show. But the drones are often safer, cleaner, and more customizable. KSL Sports, Utah Jazz are trading Rudy Gobert for five Minnesota Timberwolves players. KSL Sports Jazz insider Ben Anderson told me earlier this afternoon that the trade will make the team more versatile defensively and...
They have far more financial flexibility in the next 2 years, whereas Rudy Gobert was owed $160 million over the next four seasons. Most of these contracts expire next year. The Jazz are going to be able to go back out, now armed with these first-round draft picks, and try and trade for players, select players, sign players with the cap space. It's going to look like a dramatically different team.
KSL Sports reports the number of players being traded for Gobert is unprecedented. KSL News Time, 4:35.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.